1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Omicron may have peaked in Colorado. That's what state health officials are saying. In a news briefing yesterday, state epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy said new cases and positive percentages are starting to go down. She did single out Mesa, El Paso, and Pueblo counties as having rising case counts. Herlihy tells the Denver Post speculation Omicron could lead to the end of the pandemic is not clear. Grand Junction City employees are getting a new daycare center. City Council okaying a contract to purchase the old Titan Academy on 25 and a half road. According to the Daily Sentinel, 73% of city employees surveyed said they would consider using the facility. The city looking at a July 1st opening. Investigators still looking for the cause of a house fire that sent one person to the hospital early yesterday morning. Grand Junction police officers arrived at the mobile home on Orchard Mesa before the fire department on the 600 block of Highway 50, rescuing a person unable to get out. The patient was treated by fire personnel, then taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Two police officers evaluated for smoke inhalation. One man is in custody after the Grand Junction Police SWAT team assisted the DEA, arresting a fugitive at a home near 10th and Bookcliff. Police tell KREX Tope Elementary was placed under shelter in place during the incident around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert holds a new post with the House Freedom Caucus, elected communications chair. In a release yesterday, Boebert called the House Freedom Caucus the most influential group on Capitol Hill, fighting every day to preserve the rights and liberties of hardworking Americans. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.